Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do another wonderful show. This is tonight, a Saturday night, live on the Lightship. So we'll be going to the Lightship. We'll have a little bit longer show tonight, maybe an extra, maybe 10, 15 minutes. So we'll be having some questions from Chris coming on board shortly here. And the Lightship will have healings with everybody. So if you're interested in having a healing, a physical healing, just stay on, and we'll bring you up to the Lightship probably about maybe, I guess, a quarter till the hour or something like that. So we're going to first do some entity work with everybody. This is the spirits that are with you. Remember, the word spirit is kind of loose. We call the spirit that looks out of our eyes a spirit, and then we also call spirits, somehow when you go into a bar, they call them spirits, you know. Maybe those are the entities. And then you also have the emotional bodies, which you also call spirits. So I'll just kind of talk just shortly about this here. When you go to a reader, if you've ever done that, normally what they call is spiritual readings, okay, or psychic readings. And you don't know what they're really reading. They tend to make you believe that they are reading your spirit that was in your body, maybe in this lifetime, or even typically from the past, because a lot of times they'll say, oh, you have a past life here and there. Well, they're not really reading your spirit, because your spirit has sacred energy, and after it does its incarnation, that information is no longer available. It could be possibly tapped into, you know, by the Akashic Records, which is the dark side information that's here. But I think more so, probably 95% of the time, if not higher, the reader is actually reading entities and or reading the genetics of your body. So you need to really be careful when you have readings, because it may not really pertain to you. And then you have the veils that the readers read through according to their own life experience, and they sometimes they'll put their experience of what they have projected onto you and their life experience onto you of what they've experienced here. So one of these spirit energies is what we call the emotional body, which can be read. And this is naturally with you. These are the traumatic energies that we can call ghosts. We need to get those out of our lives so that we can live more with our own divine energies instead of going into someone else's emotional traumas in this emotional body and living somebody else's lives, or maybe thousands of them. So just sit back and relax and release some entities from you. And people see these, you know, floating around rooms at times, and you may go into a room, a house, a building, and all of a sudden feel kind of at dis-ease because these energies are there. You may want to run out the door because sometimes they scare you. And this can actually come into people. So here we go. I'm going to take away these energies here. So working with the bottom of your feet, moving up to the top of your head. And they're being released from you right now. And they can also bring in their loved ones and family energies to you, especially if you have a lot of genetic history of entities. And then they go from family member to family member upon their death. So you could be carrying all of your ancestors' emotional bodies with you. And all of their traumas can be loaded right onto you, because remember, the energies are always there. And since they knew your parents, knew your grandparents, you know, they just go from one body to the next because they know the person that's living currently on the earth plane here. So this is how entities do body hop. And they go from one person to another. So now we're going up to our waist area, going up to our shoulders, top of our head. So that feels pretty good to me. Let's release some of these energies from you now. Remember, they come to us all the time. So it's hard to stay cleared unless you do this work yourself continuously. And I would say do this probably, you know, at least twice a day, to get rid of the entities. How do you do it? You tell your spirit, command it to release them out of you, to push them out. This is the way you do that. So here we go. We're going to be releasing these spirits out of you, these emotional bodies of dead people. And here they go. And a lot of people use these emotional bodies for healing. There's a person that does that. He's noted for this here. And this is what he claims he does. And his name is John of God. And he does this energy work with spirit bodies, which could be emotional bodies of people who've died who are doctors. So you know, that's how he does his practice. So here we go. Count to 10 as you come more into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time, bringing more of you back to yourself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you should feel a little heavier. You might feel your body heating up. You may have tingles. And all different things can happen as your spirit comes back into you. Remember, your spirit's mainly there to give you information, to talk to you, and to also heal your body. So we'll see if our co-host is online here. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, yes, I'm here. Welcome, everyone. So tonight we're kind of continuing our show from last night where we had a special guest on, and that is Chris from Florida. And we got into some really great questions and also some healing samples, and we just really wanted more time. So Chris is on again this evening to sponsor this program, and we'll also be going to the Lightship for a special healing there. So, Ron, do you want to continue with chakras and mind-to-heart drop before we bring on Chris?
No, we'll do that during the process here.
Okay, great.
We'll be doing healings, and this will bring you into your heart center. You might take note of the time, everybody, and just see how the time is changing as you're sitting there, and you're going to be probably in no time during this show. So here we go. We'll bring Chris on, I guess. So, Chris, are you out there in cyberspace also?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you here again, Chris.
Hi, thanks. I'm glad to be here. I sponsored a show last night, and I wanted to sponsor another show. I feel like it's my way of giving back to what the Lightship is doing for me and for everyone here for this ascension process. And I'm really glad that I could be a part of it in some way. You know,
that's great. Would you like to just talk briefly about your experiences with the Lightship before you get into your questions?
Oh, sure. As a matter of fact, I'd like to talk about the experience that I had sponsoring the show, because it certainly was unlike anything that I've ever done before. I mean, when I was on, I felt like, well, first of all, I was like on the Lightship. I felt like I was there. Like the way that I describe it, it was almost like I was in a little recording studio, and there was like the divine energies were standing all around me, like ready to come in and give their divine blessings. You know, when we asked to bring in an energy, so that was pretty cool. I mean, and I was completely in the moment, and I just it was great.
That's wonderful.
So whenever you sponsor a show, you're part of the team. You're one of the characters, you know. And it's unlike anything I've ever experienced. It was wonderful, and I'm glad that I could do it.
That's great, Chris. That's wonderful. So, so what's on your mind tonight? Do you have any specific questions or healings that you're curious about finding out more about? Or?
Certainly. I want to ask Ron about the Immaculate Conception clearing.
Sounds good.
Okay. So, this clearing is a very special clearing, and what the Lightship does is go back 10 months before your conception time, and it clears away the emotional traumas and the mental traumas that your parents have dealt with before they conceived you. So we go month by month going back, and then we go back once we hit the last month, then we go into weeks, and we go into hours and minutes and seconds. And what this does, it clears away all of your parents' garbage that they had and their belief systems before they conceived you. Remember, we had other shows where we mentioned that your parents should be working on themselves, and, you know, every person before they conceive the child should be working on themselves, so that the person that they have is at a much higher evolved state of consciousness and not to be burdened with all these traumas and baggages from their parents. And so what we do is go back in this lifetime before your conception, and you're actually, conceived with the divine spark of the light ship, as opposed to your parents' little small divine spark. And it's just a wonderful experience. Your whole body gets energized because you're created in divine energy that way. So back to you, Sylvia.
You know, it's just kind of mind-blowing that you can actually go back and kind of take away that negative energy that you may have been conceived in and replace it with the divine spark. So that's pretty amazing. And Ron, can you talk just briefly about how that can affect you after that happens and how that can change a person's future?
Well, I do a lot of healings, naturally, and it's really interesting when I do one of a person, and I've done this quite a few times live at the expos. Somebody will have a picture of themselves, like their driver's license picture, and I'll do a quick, like, emotional healing on them, and I'll have them look at their driver's license picture before and after, and all of a sudden, they change. The picture actually physically changes during the healing process, and it's instant. And, it's because the energy is connected to you, to the picture. And everything, remember, is in the moment. And so all the moments are lined up on top of each other, so this is how things can change instantly. And so things can go back in time very easily and recreate yourself. So this is what actually happens, is that you're actually being recreated over again because your spirit has that ability to do that and to bring forth more information for you and a better, way of healing. Remember, all the healings work with your spirit. So if you came to me and you do not have a spirit in your body, I really could not help you because your spirit has to be present in order to do the healing. And the more that you are in your body with your spirit, and the less traumas that you are carrying, enables you to have a much better healing. This is why we do all these particular healings for people, to get rid of the mind energy, the mind controlling energy that is being brought to you in consciousness. And the mind energy is in time. And the spirit energy, the love energy, the creation lightship energy, which is creation energy itself of the light, is always working in the present moment. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful information about that clearing. Did that answer your questions, Chris?
Yeah, most certainly. And it also added a bunch of great information on the things I was wondering anyway.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So what would you like to know about next?
I actually like to know about the spirit infusion clearing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very similar. What happens during the spirit infusion, it's much like the Immaculate Conception energy. So we got rid of the densities from your parents so that you're conceived with the divine spark. Now, during your conception, from conception to when you're actually physically born, your spirit is working with your body, and your body is also being formed naturally inside of your mother. So we go back 1 week at a time, and typically we go back 36 weeks. And you're able to write down on a piece of paper different modalities, different talents that you'd like to bring forth in this lifetime. Remember, your spirit came to you, picked your parents because it decided to work with certain areas of consciousness that your parents had. And sometimes we may pick something that the spirit initially did not bring enough DNA forward or enough information. And so what you're able to do is recreate yourself. So you can work with physical attributes that you might want to enhance, and you can also work with your intellect, different knowledges that you want to bring forth. So what it does, it really helps you out in your creativity, because some people just say, man, I wish I had a little more information about this here. I really want to do this, but I just don't have enough of the talent. Well, you can bring that forth because your spirit can go into your DNA and go back further, because now you're concentrating on a particular maybe way of life or a particular talent, and it can bring that energy out more fully because it's bringing more data forward, and you're actually recreating yourself in the moment. And this whole session is quite nice because it allows you to recreate yourself with your spirit, and you have that information now brought forth, so you can have that to work with in this lifetime. And back to you, Sylvia.
So let's say someone was possibly a dancer, something like that, and then they wanted to have more of that ability brought to them or more creative expression in that area. Would it work with something like that, or is it just as far as, you know, personality traits goes?
Both. It'll work like the dancing or the dancer, that person probably picked that because they love doing it, okay? And maybe there were some dancers maybe way back, maybe 10,000 years ago, but the spirit only brought back, you know, maybe DNA from maybe the last, say, 3,000 years. And what it can do is go back and bring forth more information, and that could also make your body much more fluid so that you're able to move quicker, move faster, and you're able to bring forth that information that you don't have now. So it does work, you know, with everything. Like I said, the light only works in the now, and it can bring forth in the present now the past of what you want to bring forth and then recreate it in the now instantly. And this is what the spirit infusion does for you. So it works with your physical body for physical talents, and then it also works for your creativity, because remember, you're here to be creative. And that also goes, you know, along with your physical talents. And this is all a creative process. So when you bring back more of your information on what you decided to do, remember, you may have come forth with your spirit. Maybe you brought forth 1,000 different talents. And, you know, it was all kind of like gently done to you, so you could pick one of these here. But you really wanted to grab onto one of those talents, but there's not enough there for you. And so then you're going to school trying to figure out something. You're asking more people, but you still don't have everything available to you, which your spirit can give you if you just request it. So this healing goes back, and it allows you to reestablish yourself and reinvent yourself over again with the direction that you chose to pick in this lifetime. Like I said, you may have had 1,000 different directions, and your spirit did not pick all of those 100% because you had 1,000 of these. So now you can focus directly onto what you want to really experience and do in this lifetime. And so it can do that, reinvent your life for you.
Pretty amazing. So, sound good to you, Chris?
I tell you what, I second that. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. Oh, that sounds great. I know what's on my wish list.
Yeah, that's on your list, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
So, what would you like to do next? Would you like to sample any particular healing, or?
Well, I actually I have another question.
Okay, great.
I'm very interested in the different 7 generational clearings and what exactly they correlate to as far as healing is concerned.
Okay, and the 7 generational clearings, this is what's more with you in this lifetime as far as the beliefs of your ancestors. You know, people have gone back, you know, a long time. I think the oldest lady that I've done so far was like 98,000 years ago. So you take the 98,000 plus the 2,000 years, I mean 98,000 BC, so that's been 100,000 years. So what happens is most of what you're dealing with in this lifetime is typically 7 generations. I can go back further if somebody wishes to do maybe 10 generations or so or even more, but the 7 ones normally are sufficient enough to get rid of the mindset of your ancestors. So this is what it's really for, is to get rid of and clear a particular issue that you're dealing with. There's issues that people have, like sexual abuse issues in this lifetime. Well, did that happen to your parents or you know, maybe your grandparents? You know, it's possible that it did because you have it in this lifetime. We also go into ET abductions, the same process with that. and we go into many other types of clearings, and we can create one for you. And let's say that you have a scenario where you're maybe always in trauma in this lifetime. Well, we can go back in seven generations from now and clear out your ancestors' beliefs on trauma. Maybe you have a problem with money. Maybe that's a big issue for you. So we can do that clearing and get rid of the energy off of money so that you're able to be in neutral with it so you can actually manifest with it. Remember, whenever you have a judgment with anything, that judgment is going to probably hold you back from doing your manifestation because naturally everything seeks a balance. So if you're really trying really hard to have money come into your life using the mind energy, the dark side may say, well, it's like karma, law of cause and effect, so it's going to be harder for you to get that. When you're free of that energy and you're free of the mindset of your ancestors, then this is how you're able to move forward, because the seven generational clearings are what you're really dealing with in this lifetime. So this is how these actually came about, and it helps out a lot of people to get these extra things taken off of them. And the list of services that we have, you know, is on the BBS show here and also on the website. You can click on it if you wish to see what they are. And all these energies are strictly mind energies. This is the dark side sending you transmissions of mind energy, and the mind energy is controlling you. So, and that's the extraterrestrials that are allowing this to have happen. So back to you, I guess, Sylvia.
Chris, is there anything else you wanted to talk about regarding the seven generation clearings?
I'm sorry, could you repeat what you just said?
Yeah, is there anything else you wanted to talk about regarding those seven generation clearings, or is there a specific one that you'd like to know more about?
Well, I was just curious as to how it correlated to our lives and how like these energy cycles, like, oh, I've got an issue with this, I've got an issue with that, like what clearing would be best for those things, because if you look on the list of services, I mean, each specific problem, I'm sure, will light up to the person that it resonates to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it seems like when people look at the list, there are ones that just kind of jump out at them.
Mm-hmm. That jump right out.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm very curious about the magnetic body, what that's all about, and what if we could have a sample of that clearing.
Sounds good.
Great. There's bodies that are inside of us, we'll just say, and these bodies get pushed out of alignment, turned out of alignment, so it'll actually disempower you. So you're not collecting the whole energy of this body. So the dark side takes these bodies and moves them. And so far, I believe I've worked with up to about maybe 36 of these bodies in one person. And some people, I would say I'm probably averaging about 15 bodies a person. And so what they do is the dark side takes them and turns them from left to right, and they move them in a certain amount of degrees. And once they're out of alignment, you know, you don't know that they're out of alignment until you get them put back in. This is one thing about the light chip healings. You don't know how bad you are until you have a healing. And then you go, wow, I feel great. And now, if you rely on your mind, which is controlled by the ETs and the mass consciousness here, your mind will always say that you're doing fine. And that's just the way it is, because they don't want you to go elsewhere. But once you have a clearing, then your mind can readjust and say, yeah, this does feel different. Even if you're not even in your heart center, because you know, listening to your body, that something's changed. So what happens is we have sludge bodies. This is what we call it. We could have got a different name, but I don't know what else to call it. You know, a slime body, a sludge body. And so far I have 7 of these that I'll be doing clearings on. But this is the way the dark side comes into your body energetic system. And when they come into your energetic system, then they start tampering with these particular magnetic bodies. So what we're going to do is a sample clearing here. What we're going to do is pick 2 of these for you. And normally when I do this, people always feel this here. So you should feel something moving. The body will be turned 20 degrees back to wholeness. So if you're, say, 400 degrees out, it'll now go to 380 degrees. Okay, if you're 150 degrees out, it'll move to 130. And you will feel the shift, and you will feel better. When they're all in alignment, you feel wonderful. So here we go. The light shift's going to decide which body to work on for you. And if you want, you can bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Most people have them up, have her up all the time. If not, just go to Creation Light Shift Healing, click on the spot on Don's website, scroll down the page, and you're probably about an inch or so on the scroll bar. So watch the light beam now. We're going to activate her to help us do some healings here. This is the divine energy from one of the light beams on the light ship. And you're going to see the colors change, the face will kind of float, the eyes will get brighter, and you're just going to feel pure love energy coming into your body. This is all heart energy, it's not mind energy. So if your mind's trying to figure out what's happening here, it doesn't have a clue because the heart is not connected to the mind whatsoever. Okay, light beam is now energized. So we're going to take one of these bodies and just kind of maybe close your eyes, sit back, relax, and we're going to move it back to 20 degrees in the direction of wholeness for you. So here we go. So 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. And kind of sample your body. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, and 10. And 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, and 4, 3, 2, and 1. So we just moved to 20 degrees for you, and just see if your body's responding. Most people will actually feel a shift inside of themselves, kind of like something inside of them is moving, and you should start to feel more energy inside of your body. Next body, we'll move this one 20 degrees for you, so 19, 18, 17, 16, and 15, and 14, 13, 12, 11, and 10, and 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, and 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so I ask you, Chris, did you sense any changes with your body?
Yeah, most certainly. My body started to get energized when you started from 20 to 19. Like, I felt the shift. It almost felt like I was going from balancing all of my weight on one foot, leaning over to the side, and then slowly coming up like the hands on a clock.
Great.
And I remember that you mentioned the sledge body, and that it's very sledgy and it's very slimy.
Yes, it's kind of like sticky goo, like molasses or like flypaper.
Mm-hmm.
And this is
the way
the dark side somehow energetically attaches itself to us. And so once they're connected, this is how they come into our energetic field. So one way of saying it, this is how they come in through like holes in our auric field. That's one term that's used quite often with people, especially people who've had a lot of drugs. You know, they get holes in their auric field, but this is the way the light, the non-light energies come in. And when you invoke the energies to you, see, a lot of people believe that when they're doing work as a hopeful light worker, that they're bringing light into their body. So they request to have, I'll just say Metatron, just to use a name, or Melchizedek to come in. And they ask for special types of attunements, energy transmissions, everything like this, where they think that something outside of themselves is now downloading and pouring into their body this wonderful light energy. Well, this is the way the dark side comes into it. And so the light ship does not bring anything to you. So if you're attempting to use these energies, what you think is maybe divine, holy, you know, of the source, they don't exist. This is all the fabrication of the darkness, the dark side, and these energies mimic the light, and we don't have the consciousness here to actually understand that. And so when you leave the light ship, you have the 12 source energies with you, and you are the divine walking, but you don't know that. So you have everything that everyone else has, including the masters. It's all with your spirit. And so why would you ever want to bring anything, invoke anything into your body that is of non-life? Because you already have all the life that you need. You just don't know it yet. And this is what gets so many people entrapped in the darkness, because they bring in these frequencies to them of whatever it is, thinking that they're missing it. And all they're missing is the connection to their heart. You know, that's like I say, all you need is one book, and that's to go within, you know, one page. So what I have for people who have done these type of clearings, or maybe even healings on themselves, thinking that they're bringing in more light to their body, is a special session, which is for dark side practitioners. And this works with spells and curses and hexes, et cetera, and it can get the dark side practitioner off your back. And that, remember, that practitioner, you don't know what they're connecting to. Because they're using their force of will to bring in the mind energy of themselves, connecting to something else outside of themselves, and then they're directing it to you with their thought. So they're giving you a psychic attack, saying that this is light energy coming into you. And, you know, will you feel good? Well, yeah, your body might say, yeah, this feels great to me. You know, I can feel tingles in it. But what does your spirit tell you? Remember, because the dark side can also run energies for healing, too. So you can have a healing from the darkness, you know, the same as you can from the light. But what do you attach to after that healing? Remember, your spirit is what you want to go to first. And what's happened here on this planet is that we have force of will. And the light gives you that free choice of whatever you choose to do here. Well, the darkness has taken advantage of that. So they mimic the light so that you're able now to use the mind consciousness, the collective consciousness of this planet, which is controlled by the extraterrestrials. Remember, I always reference the movie 10,000 BC. And for people who are really into bringing in love energy here to the planet that they think it's missing, you know, look at the movie The Mist. You can see what's being brought into us energetically. It's actually a physical monster that you see, but just think what you don't see. And then if you want to see other beings that are here and the mind-controlling aspect, look at the movie They Live. So these are three really good movies to reference. There's other ones out there also, but these are ones that will kind of wake you up. And I kind of like to use the words from the song from Jethro Tull. It's an older song, Thick as a Brick. And part it starts off with the words, let me think here. I'm in the moment, so I got to pull it up here. I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. And then the very last part, when you become more awakened, is, it says, and a wise man doesn't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. So these are really good words and things to look at. So as you start working on yourself, you never want to go outside of yourself. This is what Jesus talked about. And that's the whole trap here, is the mind energy. If you don't know who you are inside of yourself, then the darkness is going to be right there to try to tell you who you are and what you can do to find that. But you have it with you all the time. So I guess back to you, Sylvia.
So, Ron, you mentioned that, you know, when each of us were created originally and left the light ship, we each carried the source energy, the 12 source energies within us. It's just that we don't know it, or we've somehow forgotten that, or we don't have the consciousness of that. And can you talk about, like, why we don't have that consciousness? Is that because of the influences here that have come to us? Or, you know, I mean, do we have that consciousness when we're not on Earth, or how does that work?
Well, when you get out of the negativity here, if you went to another planet that was pure love and light, you would know that you are of that energy. But what's happened here is that the darkness has been here for so long that it keeps transmitting these mind-control energy thoughts to us, and we're unable consciously to get ourselves out of it unless you really start working on yourself. And then normally what happens is, like through the New Age movement, you know, they brought in the mind energy. They didn't do, you know, the science of heart. They did science of mind. They did spiritual mind treatments as opposed to spiritual heart treatments, to get into your heart, to clean out your heart traumas, to get more in touch with yourself. So the whole New Age movement has really, working with the dark energies, because that's where you get it from. You get it from the transmission. When you sit down to do anything, what's being transmitted to you? So if you're in the moment, then your spirit can talk to you, and then time stops. If you're not in the moment, then you're trying to figure something out, and that's strictly mind energy. So now you're in the darkness. And most people have chosen the darkness because it's very easy to tap into. And the darkness, is a way that they can control you, and people get benefits out of being in the dark. The light doesn't give you any benefit whatsoever. All it will give you is love energy. And some people don't want to live in love energy. They want to live in darkness. So this is the free choice that the light gave you, is to choose, a life of light, or to go into the darkness. And most planets don't have darkness. So here, most people are involved in the darkness because they don't know anything about the light. And the teachings are not here. The teachings were here when Jesus came and Buddha came, before Jesus. But since then, our space brothers did not allow truth to be here on this planet. And that's the whole process. And the problem that we're having is that you should all be, graduating right now. You should be, there with your cap and gown on, ready to take your diploma for ascension. Instead, most people are still in preschool. And this is the hardest thing right now with the light shift coming, is that the people here are lost. They're lost to the darkness, and they're lost to New Age metaphysics. They're lost to mind control. And that's all because the extraterrestrials that are supposed to be here to help us chose to go into the darkness. So we didn't have any teachings here for the ascension process. But Jesus did talk about it, and it's still written down, and it's still probably in everybody's house who's listening. But did you really read it? Even Jesus talked about in the Bible that they're not going to get this stuff. They're going to forget about it. Well, if you read that and understand it, you're going to go, wow, did I forget about it myself? And whether or not what he stated was 100% in truth, it's still there, and you can still get an idea of what he was talking about. So I'm not saying the Bible is 100% correct, but like I said, everybody has a Bible probably in their house, so look at it and just see what his teachings are. He was there to cast out demons, to get rid of entities out of people, and he was there to show them that the spirit's inside of themselves, and this is what his teachings were. And he definitely did not really endorse to pray outside of yourself. If he came today and walked on this planet, and it depends how he would look. Everybody has their own viewpoint of what he would look like. But if he came into your belief system, whether he had brown eyes or blue eyes or whatever, long hair or short hair, and he walked into your church, and would your church really accept him coming? Because what would he say first of all? He'd first tell you why you're praying outside of yourself, getting hooked up, connected to dark side extraterrestrials. Why are you doing this? Like I say, when you pray, P-R-A-Y, you're at pray, P-R-E-Y, to the energy that you're praying to. So you are at pray because you're asking for something outside of yourself to help you, which is the darkness. The light does not give any type of transmissions to you. The light does not bring to you any of the divine energies. You have it all inside of yourself. And so this is kind of what's happening now, is that people have to understand that and realize that what they've been told in this lifetime is basically a lot of mistruths. And you have to really look at it and go within to find out if that's true or not for you. The biggest thing now that people have, and there's a lot of books out on people, who have the near-death experiences, and they think that they saw the light when they died. Well, they're going into the light of the darkness. They're not leaving. They're not going to the light ship because they don't have the protocol. So the darkness has given them the information that they went to the light, they went to the God plane, and they saw whatever they wanted to see, and now they came back with this new mission. And what is the mission? Does anybody ever talk about go to your heart? I don't know. Hopefully they aren't saying this here. But normally it's just an awakening for the person, and then they get off on a tangent sometimes and don't really talk about going into your heart center. And hopefully the ones that do this are actually helping out people and getting them to connect to their own divinity inside of themselves. That's all that I can do here on this program, is to get people to go inside. This is the teachings of Jesus and of the lightship that created you. So you are made up of the 12 source energies. You always have it with you. And it's your own particular way that you want to deal with this here. If you wish to get connected to a dark side practitioner, then you may start to lose one of those energies as the darkness wants to steal part of you, part of your spirit energy, part of your soul. So maybe you're walking around with only 11 of these source energies because you allowed yourself through your ego to have a particular maybe mind transmission, a particular way of doing a special attunement on somebody, going through a process where you're going to visit say Egypt to go to some sacred tours, and definitely go into mystery schools. That normally is all darkness energy, because the bottom line is you have it with you. Go inside of your heart. Why do you want to learn about divine mysteries? I mean, that's just the darkness leading you on to try to make you think that you're more self-empowered. You have everything with you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, our time is flying by, so let's see. I think we had a request or a question on the fast chat at the beginning of the hour. I can't see it anymore, but somebody asking if we could work on issues regarding back pain. So we will be going to the light ship in a few minutes, and so you can request your healing, whatever your particular situation is that you'd like to work on. And before we go, we have a few more minutes. So, Chris, do you have another question or something you'd like to get into before we go to the light ship?
Yeah, actually, I'm reflecting on what we were talking about last night about creating in the moment and how time just stops for you because you're completely enjoying what you're doing, creating from the heart and with your spirit and your heart center. And the first thing that came to mind was when you're creating under those pretenses, because you're having fun and you're enjoying what you're doing, no matter what it is, whatever it is you might be creating. So I was wondering if we could bring in the energy of fun.
Very interesting. Okay, so everybody put the light beam up in front of you, and we'll bring in the emotional energy of fun. Remember, these are all emotional energies because the love energy is like a neutral energy. It doesn't have any type of vibration to it other than pure love. And you can't really analyze that with your emotions. So here we go. Here's the fun energy. So you may feel a little different in your body. And this is going to respond to the energy that you have inside of yourself, which is judgment, okay? And this judgment energy will be activated, and it'll come forth in you as fun. This is how you experience fun. So we'll count to 10 here, and it'll come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you may feel your body getting kind of excited. It might have more energy because it's anticipating something that's going to happen in the future. How do you feel, Chris?
I really want to laugh and smile and such. Like, I feel like you're absolutely right. I feel like something is about to happen, even though, I don't know, there really isn't anything happening, or that at least I'm anticipating to be fun. You know what I mean?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, it very much feels like on an energetic level inside the body, it's like going, woohoo!
Yeah, exactly.
We're on an emotional planet. This is why you're experiencing this right now, because this is part of the emotional makeup that we have.
Ron, can you talk about how that relates to reclaiming our innocence? Like that kind of childlike innocence that we, I'm sure, can all remember when we first, came in and we were young and we, just kind of had that wonderful innocent quality.
Yeah, we could bring in your baby energy.
That'd be great.
And that would go along with that, I think. So let's bring in your energy. This will have no traumas in it. So if you hear this and you think, oh, my God, you know, I had something wrong with me as a baby. Am I going to feel that? No, you won't. This will be the innocent energy of the divine, and your baby energy will be pure love. So if you have any traumas, they won't be connected to you at this point right now. So here we go. Here comes your little baby energy, a pure spirit. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should feel maybe a surge of energy. There's all different emotions for this here, but you should feel like there's nothing around bothering you right now. How do you feel, Chris?
I actually feel exactly how you described. I don't really feel like anything is bothering me right now. I feel really playful, like everything's a wonder, you know, like I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Then we can try the joy energy.
Yeah.
Let's bring in some joy. So we've all probably have seen babies, you know, doing something where they're really smiling and, you know, laughing and giggling. Their eyes are like flashlights, really bright and beaming out energy to everything around them, and their body is glowing. And they're in that moment having a wonderful time. So we're bringing the joy energy. So here it comes. And a lot of us, you know, not necessarily myself, but people don't have joy in their life because they got it beaten out of them. Or maybe they, you know, dealt with so many traumatic issues that they don't have joy any longer. So let's reactivate that in everybody so you can actually feel this kind of happiness and joy. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So your body should be loving this energy here. How do you feel, Chris? You feeling it?
Oh, certainly. The way that you said that, my body is loving this energy. It gave me a nod. My body gave me a nod, like yes. It would hug this energy if it could.
That's great. That baby energy, when the light chip did that, it is so strong. It's such a strong feeling. It's almost like you wish you could just be like that all the time, you know? So why aren't we?
Yeah.
Is it because we're out of our body?
More than likely, yes. Uh-huh. So if you're out of your body, you won't feel too much because you're elsewhere. And remember, the entities probably don't want to feel this anyway. And then you're living their life and not your own. So this is why you don't want to have entities.
So this is a good reason to practice that, you know, coming into your body, increasing your life force energy, clearing out entities every day, like throughout the day, so that you can have that return of that of your own divine energy within you.
Yes, that's true. So everybody is probably experiencing these energies here. And, you know, we always try to leave it on a positive note somehow on the show. Unfortunately, we get into topics that, you know, are kind of maybe of the darkness or dark energies when we talk. But the whole thing here is just for education. Remember, once you understand, and the whole thing, like I say, is to always go to your heart center. Whatever I tell you, you know, ask your spirit if this is correct for you. Because there's so much out there. But the whole thing is, once you connect to your heart, this is what the show is all about, is to get rid of your density so you can find your spirit in your heart. And then at that point, once you start to connect more and get rid of the densities, then, you know, you're on your way, and you can become, you know, self-empowered. And then you realize what's really controlling you here, and you want to stay away from those energies. So, Chris, would you like to bring in another energy of some sort? I don't know, we're kind of in the fun stuff, enjoy. Anything else that kind of relates to that?
Yeah, I would like to bring in another energy that's similar to that. But if I could really just comment on what you just said about releasing the densities from your body.
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, man, ever since I started getting clearings with the Creation Light Ship and releasing the densities from my body and allowing my spirit to come more fully into my body, that self-empowerment is there. That that understanding, that increased awareness is there. And the releasing of entities and dropping down into your heart center, like it becomes a breeze because you experience that energy and what that's like on a regular, consistent basis. And your body and your consciousness and your spirit wants that in the moment at all times. So it's not even a hassle. It's almost like it's expected. It's what you want. It's where you want to be. And you just realize it more and more as you get more into your body. You know, these clearings are a blessing because it shows you a life that really couldn't be experienced unless you could experience it with your spirit in the moment, releasing these densities, and I'm just really grateful for it. I want to say that as well.
Was it just curious when we started doing the mind to heart drop, and I did it maybe once or twice, you know, whatever show you listened to at that time, and then you started doing it yourself. Did it take you long on your own to do this process, or was it pretty quick? I'm just kind of curious.
I want to say that at first, I wasn't even sure if I was doing it correctly, maybe the first time that I listened to the show, because I didn't feel anything. And as the months went by, I could actually feel the energy dropping down into my heart center. And then after a while, it was like a process, and then after a while, I could actually feel my consciousness stay in my heart, and I could see the difference and the decisions that I made and just how it influenced my behavior. So I would say that it took me a couple of months, like maybe 2-3, maybe even 4 months before I could really recognize what was taking place during the mind-to-heart drop. But after I started getting more clearings, the growth was exponential. And I started to be able to stay in my heart for extended periods of time, which is awesome.
Great. So when you're in your heart, are you getting more spiritual guidance to you? This is what should be happening. Are you able to talk to your spirit, or does it come through like a newsprint or somebody else? So kind of what's your experience on that?
It's conscious spirit communication. Like it's like an ongoing dialogue. You know, it's quite honestly like talking to your best friend who's also your brother who lives in your body.
Well, that's good.
That's awesome.
So that's exactly what it's like for me. I love it. I love the constant communication. I feel like I've been missing it my whole life, and now that it's finally here, like I feel so fulfilled. You know, you've got everything in the palm of your hands, I guess in the palm of your heart, really. I mean, a lot of the things that I used to yearn for knowledge about, like, that yearning is no longer there because I already have it. Like, I have no reason to look elsewhere. It's right here with me, you know? I just have to take the time to listen because it's already right there. It's all I need.
I guess that's the key, is to take the time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and, you know, there's energies that will try to distract you from doing that, but if you do it, it just always pays off. So, wow, I wish we had 2 hours tonight, but we are really running short on time, so I guess let's
really?
Go to the light ship and before everyone on the East Coast gets too late.
Okay. I'm kind of chuckling here. Let's bring in some laughter energy.
Oh, sounds good.
Oh, yes,
everybody,
definitely.
So I feel, you know, pretty, very energized. So let's bring in some laughter for everybody to have them feel great, then we'll go to the light ship. So I'll just say, if you're new to the program, you're going to be transported out of time in your physical body. This is not like your spirit body or astral projection. This is actually you going to the light ship, and you're going to be with the doctors. And we'll probably have about 10 to 15 minutes here of healing. So we'll go over about 15 minutes on the show. And so we're going to bring in some laughter energy. And here it comes. So watch the light being on your screen. Somebody will be smiling at you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So just kind of enjoy this this energy coming. It should be very heart-lifting, and you should feel, more at peace. All these energies allow you to become more with your spirit and to be more peaceful. And so we're going to go to the lights. I'll just comment you. How do you feel, Sylvia, and also Chris?
Well, when you said your heart should feel light, actually I feel like I have wings kind of on my heart right now, and it's kind of it is this very light feeling, this very free feeling, just like, you know, when you're flying free, and it's great.
And Chris? I feel very similar, and I've been cracking up since you started bringing the energy in.
Yeah.
So, like, I have this huge smile. My heart feels so light. My body feels so light. It's great.
Okay, so let's go to the light ship. So what we do is we'll invite, if you wish to have some animals or pets go up, not people, and this will not work on the archives. It only works live right now in this present moment. So if you are listening to the archives, you may feel the energy, but you will not be on the light ship. So you're going to feel love energy coming from your light being on the monitor screen here. So think of your animals and pets. We're going up right now. I'll count to 10. And I'll stop at 5, and you can actually feel yourself being in a different space. I feel that when I hit about 2. But here we go. 1, you're going up a beautiful white light tunnel. 2. 3, 4, and 5. And just kind of sense your surroundings right now. And you'll notice that you're not really connected to anything right now because you're in the moment and you're going to the light ship. And here we go. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you're on the light ship now. And we're having our body scanned, our animals and pets left with some beautiful light beings for their own particular healings. They use mental telepathy to talk to us. We're selecting our doctor teams right now. And we're going into a room that we go to on all the conference calls that we have almost all the time. This is the hot tub room. This has helped to detoxify our body. We've already selected our doctor teams, and all the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And they talk with us. We're in our own special rooms. Our energies will never mix on the light ship. And they actually rematerialize your spirit from its original creation to be with you for the healing process. So on the light ship, you are healed. And between the light ship and here, if you have densities left in your body, like emotional traumas and different things like this, past life issues, genetic traumas, those are not taken away from you. You have to work with those down here. So the next room we're going into is a room. And this is a waterfall room, and I'm seeing silver water. It's like raindrops coming down, and you may feel the energy of the silver around you. They're giving us some of the water to drink, and this is like about a half a teaspoon, a little container, and we're putting this underneath our tongue right now, so you may feel your saliva changing. And they're going to give us one more of these little containers of water. This is the silver water. We're having our whole body cleansed right now with this energy, and it's underneath our tongue, and we're having it. And we're going to go into a room which has all pink energy, and you may actually feel the energy around you. Very nice. We're going pretty fast here because I don't want to stay up too late for the people back in the East Coast here. We're going to go into a room where they have the water light beings. Remember, the light beings have not incarnated yet. That's why they're called light beings. Once they incarnate, then they're a regular spirit out to experience the wonderful universe of light. And we're coming into the water right now. Again, this water is silver, sparkles like diamonds. And what wants to come to us now are the little penguins. So we have 3 little penguins coming to us. If you wish to put your hand on in front of you, you can feel them. Feel their skin. And I'll just put some music on so you can have this wonderful experience. And again, request your healing. Just ask for maybe 2 different things that's on your mind and just see how your body's feeling afterwards here. But right now you're out of time on the light ship. You're still physically where you are, and you're on the light ship at the same exact time. If you notice, you're not connected to anything around you. Like in a little sacred bubble. And you feel the wonderful penguin. Just put your hand out in front of you, maybe both hands, move them up and down. Doing this exact same thing on the light ship right now, sampling their energies, feeling how they feel. To another location where all these rooms are for healing. And I want to go on to the room where they have the large flowers. And we can get some of the nectar, some of the honey from the flowers if we choose to. That's across the room. So we're getting a little small container again. They don't give us much on the light ship because the energy is so high. It's not like down here having a large plate. You may get maybe a teaspoon or two maximum on the light ship of whatever they give you. So we're having some honey now put into our mouth. We're doing this ourselves. And you can check that out if you want. And we're also seeing a lot of bumblebees there. They don't sting or anything, but they're very large, like the size of a large dog, flying around. And we can ride on them if we wish. We can also merge with their consciousness by asking them to. We can go actually inside of their body and have their experience. So this is up to you if you wish to do this or not. It's quite awesome to look out of their eyes to see what they actually see. So this is very interesting for me when I do this. I just love it. So I'll give you some time here to experience this here. You can have as much honey as you want, and you may feel your body getting energized instantly. Remember, the light only works in the now. Anything that's not of the now is not of the light. That includes future predictions. That's a dark side script, much like your horoscope, your natal chart, how the planets are controlling you. That's all dark side energies. Room where they're working with our ankles and our knees. So if you have any concerns there, maybe past injuries or something, request healing. We're also now working with the joints in our body, and we're going into a special room where they can help us to release physical pain out of us. So you must request in the now for your healing. I would request a healing maybe every 30 seconds or so, because they are working on you continuously. And you want to be able to change your reality. Remember, you're in divine perfection. And so they're not going to take away something from you or give you something, because they always see you as perfect. So you have to complain, we'll say. The old saying, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the most grease. And you have to actually tell them what you need, because after they work with you in one moment of time, they think that what they did is plenty for you, because they actually changed your reality, but it may not be changed enough for you. So you have to keep requesting, because everything is in divine perfection, and the light never judges its perfection. So if you don't say you want more done to yourself, that they can no longer or ever do more to you, because you're in a state of perfection wherever you are in your condition or illness or disease, whatever you're dealing with, or traumas. So this is how they see you. You're always perfect, because the light never criticizes, never condemns anything that it created. Remember, you are part of the source energy. Your spirit has the 12 source energies in it. So you're never separated, and the light, the source energy, never, ever condemns or judges its creation. Working on our back right now, back muscles. So if you have maybe a sore back, sore shoulders, you know, on the previous week, you're working on it right now, but you must request your healing. And if you have a problem, you know, maybe move your shoulders around. Some people actually like to take and put one of their hands in that location where they're having a problem. Whatever you choose to do. You're on the light ship right now also being down here. And you're being transmitted, beamed up continuously. And you're here and you're there at the same time. We're now working inside of our mouth, checking out our teeth, our gums, checking out our sinuses. And again, you want to request healing. They're also talking with you. We'll just say it's your mental telepathy on the light shift. And as they find something, or as you request a problem, they look at it and tell you what they found. Then it's up to you to say, yes, I need more healing here. Like I said, they'll never go against your free will. Special room. Now this is where a lot of the angels are, and you're going to be probably able to sense their energy. They're going in there right now, and they'll be doing healing on us also. So again, just request healing for what you may want to have tonight. If you feel perfectly fine, you know, you can ask for a tune-up. A lot of birds. These are divine beings also, all different types of birds, and they'll be singing their songs to us and flapping their wings around us. So if you do feel like a little breeze around you, this is what you're experiencing here. This is pure, again, divine love energy coming to you. Back into one of the water rooms here. Like a large pool of water. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds. And we're going to go in where the golden whales are. There's three of them, and they'll be doing healing with this right now. So again, if you want to put your hand out in front of you, you can actually feel the golden whales. Feel their skin texture here. Great. It feels wonderful to me. A lot of energy. Just sit back and relax and be at peace. We're working now on the joints of our body. So again, if you have any concerns, request a healing. You maybe want to get up right now and just walk maybe 10 steps, see how your body's feeling. Most people actually feel a little taller during these sessions here. They stand a little more erect and have a lot better balance. So you may just want to try it out here and just see how you're feeling. We're going into another location. And we're going to go into a room where they have a lot of tree energy. This is one of the tree creation rooms. And you're going to see all different types of trees. You can go up and hug a tree if you wish. And just enjoy the wonderful tree energy as it manifests the beautiful healing energy that they put out around you. These energies are all divine energies. Like I said, this is the first incarnation after they were created, and they're there on the light ship right now. Then they'll be leaving after the ascension time. That's probably coming very soon here. This is what Jesus talked about, why he came to the earth plane. So you're actually going to locations that Jesus took people to during the healing process on the light ship here. We'll go on to one final room here. And we'll go into a room where they have a lot of rainbow energy. Very, very beautiful. There's colors there that we don't have on the earth plane here. We're walking into this room right now. And I'll bring in that rainbow energy to you. I'll count to 10 as it comes in. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Into one other room, they're showing me some, looks like geese, maybe ducks and geese. So we're going into this room right now. And again, it's a very heartfelt room, so just experience these beautiful divine beings right now as they do healing work with you. Also swans there too. start to come back from the light shift. And like I mentioned before, the healings are between you and these divine light beings that you saw tonight. And we're going now into the special room, which is the orientation room. And the doctors are talking with you, telling you what type of procedures they did with you and other types of communication that you may need to know about. You will get the information to you more than likely. If you don't have it right now, it can come to you some way. You have to kind of specify that. But the main thing is that they did the work all that they could on you tonight, and hopefully you had a wonderful healing. We're now going into the transporter room, and we're saying our goodbyes to these beautiful light beings. And our animals and pets are now coming to us. So again, I'll bring you down the white light tunnel slowly here. And here we go. We're coming down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we're back here now. You may have felt your energy shift a little bit as the vibration got disconnected from you from the light shift. This is what Jesus did when he said, you know that you are going to see the Father, basically, and for the different types of healing. So if you are a Bible person, just, you know, take the word Father, what Jesus was talking about, and put in the word creation light shift. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you here. We're a little bit over time, but I hope everybody enjoyed this show. I really liked it myself.
Yeah,
so
wonderful.
Back to you, Sylvia.
Wonderful, wonderful program this evening. Thank you, Don, for letting us run over, and thank all of you for being with us on the Fast Chat. Great comments, guys, and had a really fun one from Annika on the New Age movement. She's got New Age equals never-ending worry and agony going on endlessly.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it really does feel like that, and then you get in these beautiful divine energies, and it's just everything becomes simple, and it's just wonderful, and I'm sure all of you are feeling it right now. Thank you so much, Chris, for coming on the show with us tonight and for sponsoring the show, which makes it possible to keep this radio broadcast going and reaching a lot of people with these beautiful divine energies and teachings from the light ship. And, you know, definitely mark your calendar. A week from tonight is, or, well, a week from today, Saturday the 20th, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific, is the amazing four-hour Ascension Preparation and Light Ship Healing December experience, and you don't want to miss that because, man, that just rocks your world and really gives you, you know, 4 hours on the light ship. If you enjoyed the 15 minutes we spent on the light ship now, the four-hour trip will just really knock your socks off, so it's great. And then, of course, the January 3, beautiful special four-hour Ascension energy call, I guess is what it's being called, and it's basically a chance for you to experience the Ascension energies that the light ship is bringing for us 1 month at a time. You'll experience each one of those months and be able to set your own intentions and manifestation energies for 2009. So that's one that you want to mark down. And I guess I'll just stop talking now and say good night and blessings to everyone. And thank you so much again, Chris and Ron. So blessings, everyone.
And you want to say blessings, too, or something, Chris? I'll let you talk since you did most of the show here.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Sorry about that. Thanks for having me on the show, Ron. Thank you, Sylvia, for being a great host. And, yeah, blessings, everyone. Good night.
Okay, and good night, everybody, and have a wonderful evening. So, see you on Monday, possibly.
Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.